This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field leading up to the Eagles' first preseason game tonight against the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, you can hear a pregame show right after our show with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. That'll happen at 6 o'clock. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Remember, today is a celebration of Jalen Hurts on his birthday. Happy 27th birthday, Jalen. So the Twitter question is, on his 27th birthday, and this is our question to you on the phones as well, what do you appreciate the most about Jalen Hurts? Here's a good one. His wisdom.
His wisdom.
His wisdom.
He is wise beyond his years.
Well, he at least presents that way. You know? Like, he doesn't say a lot, so right. You just assume he's wise. You know?
Right.
He is wise in what he prioritizes.
Sure.
You know, as a football player.
Well, sometimes being wise is saying little.
Is only saying when you have something to say. Exactly. Some would say, I should be more wise. Some would say, it would be wise of me to say less.
Say less.
Yep.
Exactly.
And what's the saying?
Oh, well, you're definitely going to get this one wrong.
A fool? Someone who opens their mouth is a fool or something? That Mark Twain, I believe, said it?
I don't know the phrase. I don't think it's someone who opens their mouth is a fool.
No, but like someone who opens their mouth long enough to figure out everyone knows that you're a fool?
No.
Something along those lines?
Why don't you look that up before you mention your next – when you're giving us proverbs. 215-592-9494, Bam and Upper Darby.
Better to remain silent and be thought of as a fool than to speak and remove all doubt.
There you go. That's a good
one.
That
sounds right.
Never a doubt.
What's up, Bam? I feel like Bam's mute button is stuck.
It's been stuck since yesterday.
Yep. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Guys, I have two things I'm looking forward to seeing tonight. First of all, we need to see Jalen tonight. He's come out. He said he wants to play. We need him to play. Let the man cook. And he also, this season, because it's very important, he needs to get off to a better start. I need him to be more like Joe Burrow, more of a Joe Burrow-type effort from him this year. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. I hope he plays. The other guy that I don't know if he's going to play, but I'm very interested in seeing, is Calais Campbell. Does he line up more at edge or off-ball linebacker? Because we know somebody who's covering
the team. You mean Jihad Campbell.
You mean Jihad? He's going to line up more
Calais
as linebacker.
Calais Campbell is 38 years old.
Yeah.
He's going to line up as a linebacker. I can solve that problem for you this year.
Yeah, but is he going to be off-ball or is he going to be at edge? Because you know ESP is waiting for him to be off on the edge so he could puff out his chest and say that he's right. And I don't know who's right. Is ESP right in what he's observing?
Well, he's going to wind up doing both. Ultimately, Chris, that's not important. He's ultimately going to do both. He's a good enough athlete that you can move him around. They're going to use him in different spots. But if you're just asking what his primary position will probably be, it'll be off-ball linebacker until further notice.
That's what I want to see.
Well, I mean, no, what I'm saying, though, is that there may be a point where, yeah, they decide to line him up on the outside and let him rush on the outside.
I'm fine with that. I just don't want, more than anything, I just don't want ESP to be right on this. That is a fair thing.
All right. We're all living in the same world on some.
No, what you want to be right is Jahad to be a good linebacker. Forget about ESP being right or wrong.
Go out there and be right. But as for Mr. Fritz there, you know what? You're down there. Go up to Jalen. I need you to be more like him, because what is the biggest thing his fans always say? He's just a winner. That is the polar opposite of Jack right now. And you know what? I also need you to learn from him. Be more like Mike. Be more like MJ. Maybe that's the problem here. You're following some other false prophet, and it's gotten you nowhere. So look in the mirror. You're down 1-2. Mm-hmm. Turn course on this thing, okay? You're better than that. Be better than
that. Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan.
Do you want to be in the fantasy league, Chris?
I do. Lick, I have to
lick. Aren't you in the midday fantasy leagues?
That was last year. So let me address something here. Cowboy Jim, a lot of nonsense. He gets on there yesterday and he takes shots at me, and he's trying to get in a fantasy league. But you know what?
Lick.
We can't have a loser like him be in this league.
Lick.
Because
Lick.
He's going to be. What's that?
Lig. Nothing. We say Lig in this
Lig.
Show.
Yeah. Because we're from here.
Lig. All right?
Yeah.
Lig. So we can't have him be like his loser Cowboy team, because then it means he's going to get in, he's just not going to make the playoffs, and it can be a bitter disappointment like they are. So you know what, guys? I'm going to volunteer for this mission, because I think I have broad enough shoulders to carry this. If you want him in, I'll go in with him. I'll partner with him, and I will babysit him. I'm clearly bring a lot of energy. I'm boisterous. Some may say entertaining. Some may say they hate me. But either way, love or hate, I bring it with me. But you know what? I promise also give you an insight into the team that he's running and the loser decisions that he's making and doing. So you know what? I got a message out there. Hey, Jimbo, if you got your ears on, I throw this out to you. The only loser that you like to call on the afternoon show is you. So you know what? If you want to sound chesty, accept my challenge. Accept my partnership and let an Eagle fan pull you up to success. Have a good day, man.
Wow. Chris offering to be on Cowboy Jim's team.
Right.
Now, Cowboy Jim, we found that is not eligible, right, because he will not be here for the draft.
No, sorry, that was Aaron San Diego.
Oh, hey, Aaron in San Diego.
Jim.
No, I think Aaron,
Cowboy
yeah,
Jim, same thing?
Yeah, Cowboy Jim can't be there.
Yeah, that's
yep.
sad.
So he did mention the playing, and we do this every year, the playing the starters at all tonight offensively. Now, the Bengals are playing them for a quarter. Here is my concern, Ike. Here's why I want them to play.
Yeah.
The offense started off slow last year. I mean, there were moments, but it took until the bye week for them to figure out what they were doing. Now, I'm not saying that playing in the preseason can give you every answer you want to know, but I just look at new offensive coordinator, reports of some inconsistencies, at least offensively, in training camp red zone performance. Mm-hmm. The fact that we have the difference between our schedule this year and last year is pretty substantial in terms of difficulty. Like, I don't know that a start like that they clearly can, but we have a start like this year, like we had last year, it's going to be a lot harder to recover. And I just like, I understand the risk, but I also look at the reward. And I think the reward is you hit the ground running a little bit better than not only you did last year, but then a lot of NFL teams are doing because they're sitting starters. I just think this the benefits outweigh the potential downfalls in playing them in the preseason.
Yeah, you know, I think there's individual cases there to be made that you can get them out there, get some snaps in. And then there are guys that I don't necessarily have any interest in seeing out there. I don't need to see A.J. or Devontae out there. Lord knows none of us need to see Saquon Barkley out there tonight. So then it becomes, okay, how much of the offensive line? Do I need Lane out there tonight? Not really. You guys going to a 13, 14 season? How many of those guys are you going to play? And then that sort of predicates what are you going to do with the quarterback position? You're certainly not going to put Jalen out there without having a number one offensive line out there to protect him. So, I don't know, man. I'm caught in the middle with this. I don't mind young players playing. The only thing, the offense has very few young players in their starting offense that you would play. Defensively, I pretty much don't care who you play. Play them all. They're all young.
Well, there's a lot of young guys.
Yeah, a lot of young players over there, so I'm okay. You know, our best players are in their second and third year, so I know I was playing in my second and third year. So, yeah, it's not like these guys are 6, 7, 8 year vets that, you know, they've proven themselves. So even though you know who they are as far as their status on the team, they are still young. It's a defense I've always felt building a cohesive unit, guys that play on a string, that makes for the best defenses. So, you know, Vic Fangio is old school. I wouldn't be surprised if you get his guys out there playing tonight. But offensively, I can already see it. The skill position guys probably aren't going to play.
Well, AJ's not going to play because of his
so he's
injury.
Already out.
He's
Devontae's
already out.
Devontae's not playing.
I hear you on Saquon. I would play anybody else that's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like –
if you put the O-line out there, I don't mind Jalen playing.
Yeah,
I'm okay with him playing if you got the offensive line out there.
If we're all going to talk about wanting to see more out of the passing game this year, I just think the more reps you can get against live defense – and I know they'll have their – who are they doing the practices against this year? I even forget the team.
Cleveland are doing the joint practices with?
I believe so, yeah. They're coming here.
And that is helpful, but I don't know. Getting out there for a quarter – there's going to be two drives, most likely.
Yeah.
You know, I just think he can't hurt. And you could always say, well, he could get hurt. He'd also get hurt in practice.
Yeah, he's
you
not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. He, as long as he's not out there playing reckless, just get rid of the football. And you don't need to be running around. I don't need him running around back there.
Yeah, I think the reps can't hurt. And like, it hasn't been. Yeah, I'm not going to make more out of the training camp stuff than it is. But the reports certainly haven't been from anyone. Boy, the offense looks like it's clicking out there. Like, nobody has said that. There have been good plays and there have been good days. But overall, I think if you asked any of the – and I'm not just talking about Elliot. Any of the reporters who have been out there, they've been like, it's been off and on, you know. And if we didn't have a new offensive coordinator again – yeah, I know Petullo has been in the building, but that it certainly hasn't translated to practice yet. It certainly hasn't translated to
practice.
Well,
he needs his reps, too.
Sure.
Yeah, he's got to get the calls in and stuff.
Yeah, he needs his reps.
215-592-9494. Bam in Upper Darby. You're on WIP.
Yo,
what's up, Bam?
Yo, fellas. How y'all doing?
The mute button finally off.
There he is. What's up, Bam?
Not much. I kind of disagree with you, Mount Rushmore, fellas. I think I got a better one. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think I got a better one.
Who's on yours?
All right. We're allowed to have a coach on there, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go Coach Vermeil.
Okay.
Okay.
Jerome Brown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay.
Ike Reese.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
There we go. Yep.
And Hugh Douglas.
All right.
Wow.
So no Reggie White?
By the way, could you imagine?
Reggie White was more of a Green Bay Packer.
Oh, Lord.
Many people say that.
There it is.
Oh, Lord.
What about Brian Dawkins?
I'll take Dawkins, too, but, you know, I like the four that I named.
Okay. Can you imagine, by the way, if the Eagles were revealing their own Mount Rushmore of Eagles, and they reveal it, first they reveal Vermeil, and everybody's like, okay, I guess. Interesting.
I mean, where are we going from here?
Yeah. And then they're like, Jerome Brown. Everybody's like, well, we love Jerome, but, you know, and God bless him and his family, but, huh. And then they're like, and Ike Reese.
We get that one. All right. Yeah, all right.
And wait, who is the fourth guy?
Hugh.
And Hugh Douglas. Somebody would look for is Lakin making the Eagles Mount Rushmore? Where's Richie?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. I'm gonna give up my spot. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and give up my spot.
Give yours to Reggie or Doc.
Yeah, Reggie or Doc. Either one of them can have it. Yes, either one of them.
Bam. By the way, you're already in the Fantasy Football League because you showed up at tennis in your cheerleader outfit. So you'll have to be there August 22nd at 6 p.m. or you can make the draft, right?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there. But,
and Lady T will come and do the drafting for you, yeah?
Yeah, she'll be there drafting, and she said if we win, she's going to cater dinner at our house.
Oh,
that sounds lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We'll okay, Ben. Kurt.
Yep, got a question. I got something to say, though.
Okay.
Thanks to Cowboy. Even though I'm not a big fan of Cowboy Jim, if you're listening, I know you're in L.A. because I heard you with Don Johnson, so you beat in L.A. this morning. So if you're listening, I appreciate your help, but I'm still not a fan of you, buddy.
Yeah, Washington fans and Cowboys fans don't get along very well.
Oh, Bam, we heard reports of you being a then Redskins fan in high school. Can you confirm or deny?
I can confirm because I was Joe Theismann fan.
Joe Theismann.
Yeah. Great Joe Theismann.
How old are you, Bam?
40.
Okay. Well, you got. Did you get any Theismann?
Theismann fan.
And Doug Williams.
No. Well,
Theismann was before Williams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Williams' Super Bowl was what, 87?
Yeah.
You would have been one.
87, Giants won 86.
Yeah.
You would have been one.
Yeah. But my uncle in law was from Virginia, so.
Okay. All right. Well, at least you corrected your ways, you know.
Yep.
Okay, Bam.
I sure did. Yep.
There we go.
Thanks,
all right. Thank you. All right. There he is, Bam, in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
And I made him Mount Rushmore.
And made him. Yeah. Well, you made the Mount Rushmore.
Well, wait till I put together the WIP Mount Rushmore.
Oh, wow. You doing that tomorrow, too? Didn't you do that last year? You did it last year.
I probably.
Yeah. 215.
That's an interesting one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
It is a tough one. A
lot of great ones
there's
there.
There's a lot of
great
ones.
A lot of greats.
I mean, there's two undisputeds, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. There are two undisputeds.
Yes.
Might need three Mount Rushmores tomorrow.
Yeah, you might need three Mount Rushmores.
You might not want to do that one.
Yeah, maybe not. Now, if I did WIP producers.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
/ third mics.
So Wechter.
Yeah. Oh, he's the face.
Turtle.
Is there a worse face This is like imagine Joe Wechter as the face of Mount Rushmore.
Face, yeah, kid name. That guy's face was made for Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Gorgeous.
215-592-9494. It's Jalen Hurts' birthday. We want to know from you your favorite thing about Jalen as we celebrate QB1's 27th birthday. Lee in Marlton, you're on WIP. What's up, Lee?
Hey, you guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Oh, hey, Lee.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, what I like about Jalen is he just, I took some of my thunder when he explained it, but he, you know, he just performs when he needs it the most. Not the prettiest sometimes. Lets us down sometimes. Mm-hmm. But he can walk up in front of all the negative guys and just go, watch the tape and drop the mic and walk away.
Yeah, what will they
say? He doesn't
say?
Get affected. Yeah, I mean, that's all. It's what it is. It's
what it is,
I wasn't thrilled. I wasn't thrilled at his style or how he was like such an introvert and less emotion. But you, guess what? I'll take this ring. I'll take this year's ring. I'll take next year's ring. Like, just keep bringing them. You know what I mean? People want to come and play for him. People want to come play for this coach. You know, it's what it is. It's not, you know, pretty boy Brady. It's not Herbert's flowing hair. 6'6", 6'5", you know, all that jazz.
Pose.
So I'll take winning over all that every day.
There you go.
Love it.
No. Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, that's just what it is. And happy birthday to our QB1.
Bro, winning is winning.
It's hard to debate.
What I keep telling people is the guy wins.
Yep.
You know, is what I keep telling people. Lee, you wanted to be in the afternoon show fantasy football league?
I would love to give it a shot. I've been doing it since the middle 90s. They used to get excited. You have to go buy the Daily News to get stats to see how your team did.
See, and that's good fantasy football. We should bring that back. We had to work for it.
Nah. Yeah. That's when I probably be out.
You had to work for it, Jack. And then, you know, live drafts into the local bar in Westville that I went to, a friend of ours. So it was awesome. So, and which, you know, I still do a live draft. I run my own league. I'm in two or three leagues every year. My son runs a league. So it's like, it's been a life, you know, it's been a life thing for me at this point. Keeps me interested, birds win it.
Now, if we get you in there, are you willing to call it a league instead of a league?
A league.
League. In this town?
League. All right. We do have, thank you, Lee. Lee, you are registered. We do have.
He's in the league.
We do have Chris in New Jersey back to debate Ike on Jalen Hurts' top five.
Oh, this will go well.
Forgot about him.
Now, Chris, before, just in case there was anybody listening now that wasn't listening earlier, Chris asked Ike why he believes that Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback. Ike gave an emphatic, convincing answer. We lost Chris because of a phone line, we believe, but Chris is now back. Chris, welcome.
Thank you, Spike. Appreciate that. I like you, man. You're a good guy. Anyway, Ike, you there?
I'm here, brother.
Thank you, man. No, you're wrong. Did you watch any games last year?
No, all of them.
Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. He played terrible the whole season. What are you talking about, man? Are you crazy or blind? Which one is it?
You want to insult me, or do you want to prove to me why Jalen isn't a top five quarterback? Let's see if I can make it easier for you. So I'll help you with your argument, just so I can cook your ass a little more. Give me the quarterbacks that you would put in front of him, and tell me why. Tell me why.
He throw the ball, man. Touchdowns. Look at
him. Hold on. Give me one. How many?
Joe Burrow, man. Come on now. Don't be.
Okay. No argument there. Come on. Keep going.
Lamar Jackson. Come on, man. Don't be crazy.
Don't be crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy, man. You're coping. That should be a coping. He used to play for the Eagles back in the 90s, so you got the drinking the Kool-Aid. Got the glasses on. So he used to play for the Eagles. Man, stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Stop it, man. Please.
How do you like Lamar's performance in the postseason?
Come on, man. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why not?
Don't do that. Jack, who's the better quarterback? Lamar Jackson?
Jack has nothing to do with this.
I'm asking you.
I know. Jack has nothing to do with this. I'm asking you about Lamar's performance in the postseason. Put his numbers up against Jalen's numbers.
Dropped the ball.
Huh?
Tight end dropped the ball. Yeah, the Baltimore Ravens.
What about the year before at home against Kansas City?
I think he had an injury. I think he had an injury.
What about the year when they lost to Tennessee? Or did they lose to Tennessee, or did they beat Tennessee? Now, that might have been his first win. That might have been his first win. He might have lost another game that he shouldn't have lost. Okay, who else you got besides Lamar? Where are we going? You're on two. You got two quarterbacks. Give me some more.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's three.
Yeah, that's who I got. Don't know he's not a good quarterback. He doesn't know how to throw the ball. Come on, man. You're acting crazy. Like, come
that's
on.
That's three. Man. So, dude, according to both of us, Jalen is at number four right
no,
now.
No, he's not. He's number 10. Can you stop being crazy?
He's number 10?
Yes.
Well, did you name the other quarterbacks?
You're coping right now. Stop coping.
What am I coping?
Stop it. He's not a good quarterback. He does not.
Well, hold on. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because this argument is very weak, but I'm entertaining it because I think our listeners, I'm not sure yet whether or not our listeners are tired of listening to this, because I thought you would bring a little bit more to the table.
I'm just telling you the fact, okay?
What facts?
Because you're crazy.
Well, this is all opinion. No, it's opinion. Because I'm giving you facts.
I'm right, you're wrong, and you're mad about that. I'm right, and you're wrong.
No, I actually am not mad. No, you're not mad.
You're emotional, and you're mad.
I'm emotional, and I'm mad.
Yes.
Now, does this elevator go past the second level or not?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
So we're done then, right?
Yeah, we're done. You're wrong.
Do you feel fulfilled with your argument?
I'm done now.
You're good?
Yeah.
You good? Okay.
All right, there he is.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, the disappointing thing is he didn't even name enough quarterbacks to get him out of the top five.
Yeah.
Even if you accepted the ones.
Exactly.
Chris, you know, on some level, I want you to like, have something there. If you have him at 10, you got to name the 9 quarterbacks.
Terrible.
You know?
Losing brain cells.
Yeah.
You didn't like that, Fritz?
Nah.
Yeah, not good on our side.
Nah.
Yeah. Coming up next, it is Mount Rushmore week. Jack unveils the top comedy movies between 2000 and 2010.
Hasn't been a good comedy since.
So that is coming up next as Mount Rushmore week rolls on. Our main thing today is celebrating Jalen Hurts. It is QB1's 27th birthday. Tell us what you love about Jalen. 215-592-9494. We're at Pepsi Plaza, Lincoln Financial Field. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Pepsi Plaza, Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles preseason starts tonight. Eagles-Bengals, you can hear it on WIP and the free Odyssey app, of course. Doesn't really feel like the NFL in general has sort of stolen the preseason from us. I think it's sort of a combination of the way that teams approach the preseason and the preseason following a Super Bowl, in that like all of this stuff, the training camp, preseason, all feels a little less exciting than it normally does, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough after winning the Super Bowl. You don't have many top storylines that everybody is focused on other than young players developing and who's going to contribute this year. After some of the other Super Bowl appearances, there were things coming into that next season that – we had a chance to sink our teeth into. We don't even, you know, go back 20 years coming into training camp after Super Bowl 39 with T.O. situation.
Yep.
You had that going there. Coming in after 17, winning the Super Bowl, you had the Ken Wentz pick up where he left off last year, and he has to go win a Super Bowl this year, or should Foles be the starter? Like, you had that going into training camp. Coming off of 22, you had that disappointing loss and how close you were, and nothing else matters but winning the Super Bowl this year.
Yep.
Right? So you had that there. This year it just seems
like can Kelly Ringo win the quarterback spot? It's not quite as sexy as those things, you know?
It's a little more subdued and quiet as far as hot buttons with the team.
We will get to Jack's Mount Rushmore of 2000s comedies after Corey in Columbus. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, listen, I'm out here trying to raise money for my family. I apologize. Listen, I'm going to say it. I'm not missing no more leadoff calls because y'all got cats on here debating. Who? Y'all got these no names. This dude couldn't even – he caught up here and debate. You know what I'm saying? And he ain't even had no argument. You know what I'm saying? Like, he couldn't even give you his argument. He was installed.
Yeah, because it's such an easy argument to argue against it. And he totally failed. Sorry, it's his birthday. My bad.
Yeah, happy birthday,
Happy birthday, Jalen.
You work on your tennis.
Tennis, right? I know.
Yeah. You work on your tennis and you work on your running. That's what I need you to focus on right now. All right, let me get back talking. They sit up here, and I don't know what this dude's saying. And you got Chris from Middletown. That's my guy. He talking about he need to play more like Joe Burrow, like Eskin's crush over here. Listen, the reason why Joe Burrow is playing in the preseason because his team doesn't know how to win. So they got to play him on a lesser scale. You know what I'm saying? So they put him out here.
Why do the Chiefs play in the preseason?
Because they need to learn how to win because the Chiefs lost last year.
They forgot. So, what about the Ravens?
We talking about winners here. So Joe Burrow, go out there. Your team is like, what? Since he been here, like 0-10 in August or something like, or September, like 2-10. Like, that's why he's playing. You know, shout out QB1. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite thing about Jalen, Corey?
Shout out to Uncle OG, too. Happy birthday, Uncle OG. You know what I'm saying? They got the
same.
Yep. You know, what's my favorite thing about Jalen? I don't even know. I might give you a list of what I don't like because that list might be a little bit shorter. You know what I'm saying? What don't I like? I don't know. Maybe he could be a little bit more personable. That's all. You know, everything else is great. You know what I'm saying? Super Bowl ring.
Okay.
Jordan, beautiful wife. You know what I'm saying? City of Philadelphia team. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. And if y'all, the guys out there that are saying that, you know, he needs to be better and all that, you need to be better. You know what I'm saying? Because he went on and off the field. You know what I'm saying? Game day, we back. Cincinnati, Ike hometown, you know what I'm saying? Coming to town, you know, going against
our I am excited to watch him tonight. I am. I got to admit, I am.
You said my man crush on Joe Burrow. There's somebody else on this panel here who likes Joe Burrow a little bit, too.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
I know what it is. He can say all that. Listen, game on the line, I guarantee you most people.
We're going midnight green, baby. Ain't no doubt about it.
Hey, everybody likes to do the substitute. Oh, put Joe Burrow on this team. I guarantee you put Jalen on that versus them Rams back in 2022. Cincinnati got a championship. I guarantee you that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Also, we getting down to that top 20 spike. I'm going to get that beef sandwich soon because, you know, Jalen going to get revealed in the top 30, you know, top 20, you know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
All right. You know, game day, go Birds. I had y'all.
All right. Love it. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
All right. It is Mount Rushmore week. Let's get to it.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
Ah, finally. Something from my generation.
Yeah.
Heard a lot. Oh, the WWE from the 80s. Who cares? 80s sitcoms.
You weren't even here for that 90s
sitcoms.
Well, he did 80s on Monday,
right,
I believe.
You weren't even here.
Doesn't matter. I was still bothered by it.
Okay.
90s. We get it. You guys are old news. It's time for the 30-year-olds to be represented.
Okay.
In Mount Rushmore Week. So what happens in Mount Rushmore of 2000s comedies?
Yep.
I believe a very tough task because it was a great era of comedy movies. The two that I believe are lock of locks. One, Anchorman.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two, Superbad.
No. Okay.
So.
I understand it's your Mount Rushmore, but I'm like, no.
So I would put Superbad on it, but the two that you have as locks, I don't think are the two locks.
Perfect.
I think there are two other locks. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Where are you going?
Number three, Step Brothers.
All-timer.
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers okay. All-timer. Gets better with age.
It's not my favorite one of the group, but I like Step Brothers. I'm okay. Step Brothers up there. Okay. It's in that cluster.
Okay.
I like it.
And finally, the final face on Mount Rushmore, my favorite comedy of the 2000s, Wedding Crashers.
Hold on. Okay. So this is why we can't let Jared do
this. Exactly.
How is Hangover not on the list?
So,
how is Meet the Parents not on the list?
I don't think Meet the Parents is Mount Rushmore worthy. Over what? Over which one?
Ooh.
Meet the Parents is a great movie. I don't know, great comedy.
If you
think that's great comedy?
Dude,
I think it's just a funny movie. I don't know if it's like laugh out loud funny. I think it's a good story. I think Hangover gets propped up because it was the last great comedy.
And by the way, Elf has an argument here. I know you don't. Do you not like Elf?
I like Elf. I think it's a Christmas movie.
I love Elf. It's a Christmas movie.
Other ones I was thinking.
Wait, you didn't put the Hangover on it.
I don't want to put the Hangover. I don't think the Hangover is better than any of those four movies.
But this is a.
The Hangover is better than Step Brothers.
But I think. Disagree. I think Hangover gets propped up because I think it was the last great comedy movie.
What was the first one you put on there?
Anchorman.
I think Hangover gets over there over Anchorman, too.
Like, how do you.
I think Hangover is debatably the 2000s comedy.
I agree. It's certainly on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
You're going two Will Ferrells.
The face of the 2000s when it comes to
true,
comedy
true,
movies.
True, true. I'm with you on that. You know I'm with you on that. Now, see, for me, old school is better than those.
See, I'm not an old school guy.
For me, I'm an old school's guy.
Old school is amazing.
Yeah, I'm an old school guy.
And again, I
would go old school as Will Ferrell's, but you don't think that's his movie, though.
Well, I just don't.
That's a Luke Wilson movie.
I think it's a fine movie. I just old school doesn't make me laugh as much as the other movies make me laugh. And that's my problem with Hangover.
You still got Vince Vaughn in there.
I know.
I love Wedding Crashers, too, so I love Wedding Crashers.
So the other ones I was considering, I think Dodgeball could have made a case. 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah. I'm not a big Steve Carell guy.
Yeah, it seems like a hit or miss on Carell. Yeah. Either you love him or you don't like him. I think it's
I do love Superbad, which I think gets better every time I watch it. That
and The Hangover, again.
That's Jack Black, right?
No.
What's Superbad? What's,
Superbad is
Michael Cera and Jonah Hill.
Is that Nacho Libre I'm thinking of? Yeah.
I don't think you would have liked Superbad.
Who was Superbad?
Michael Cera, Jonah Hill.
McLovin.
The one with McLovin where he has the driver.
I don't think I've even seen that, then.
I think you would enjoy it.
Okay, super bad.
Coming-of-age film, but also very funny. And Hangover, again, I think Hangover is a great story. I understand it's a comedy, but it's like a fun story. It was like super laugh-out-loud moments in The Hangover.
Hangover was classy.
It is.
Okay.
Jack's wrong Mount Rushmore of 2000s comedies. Yeah, you want to give it again?
Brothers.
So Anchorman, Step Brothers, Wedding Crashers, Superbad.
Yeah, I don't.
Another one old school. I could see Meet the Parents.
Yeah, I don't know how Wedding Crashers is over The Hangover either. And again, I'm not a huge Hangover guy, but it was like, it was like a sensation. So was Meet the Parents, by the way.
I don't think Meet the Parents. It was just a good movie.
There are two sequels. That's how big it was.
Yeah.
But did you see the third one?
I didn't
see any. That was terrible.
Yeah, Meet the Fockers was good.
The second one was okay. Yeah, that was good. Meet the Fockers was good.
All right.
Yeah, the baby Fockers was too much.
Too much.
215-592-9494. So we are tracking the Micah Parsons situation in Dallas. Last we heard, Jerry Jones was not confident that he would even be there week one. Jack, do you want to tell us, who is Bobby Belt?
He does radio on 105.3 The Fan, our sister station.
Oh, what day part is he on?
I think he might be the Elliot.
Okay.
Like a Cowboys
right.
reporter.
Got it. Okay, so Bobby Belt was talking about the situation at our station in Dallas. Here's what he had to say.
But I think talking to, I'll tell you, the impression I got yesterday talking to people at the Cowboys and just calling around the league and stuff like that is they're not joking with the request. Like right now, they're serious, it feels like. Now, I didn't get into any of that with David specifically because we're just trying to address that one thing. But I think when you talk to people around, there's a lot of people around the Cowboys right now who feel like they're not bluffing.
Because all
like,
of us are saying they're going to get it done.
Yeah, they'll get it done.
They're going to get it done. It's a negotiating ploy.
I don't think it's lost, but it's in need of repair. The way things are currently, they want out. And that's the thing is that I think they have to. I think the Cowboys have to be the ones to extend the olive branch and say, hey, we'll fix this.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing that Parsons has to fight against here. First thing is that he's under contract this year. So unless he's willing to give up the money from his first game check. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that Jerry Jones has a huge tolerance for this nonsense.
Yes.
So, like,
doesn't bother him at all.
You can make a trade request. There's no law that says he has to trade you. And he has a contract with you saying you got to play this year. I still think it comes down to him getting signed, I would mm-hmm. guess. You know, he says he has to extend an olive branch. He has to extend a contract
it's
that is the
contract.
Biggest
yeah.
the biggest defensive end contract in NFL history. That's
yes.
what he has to do.
Yep.
But, man, it would be something if he traded him.
Yeah, there's no way he trades Michael Parsons. This is what Jerry Jones loves. This gives him the chance to be in the spotlight. And I'm telling you, and I said this, and you guys can back me up if you remember. When the schedule came out, I said the Cowboys were trying to upstage the Eagles banner night.
Yep.
With nonsense.
Yep.
And this is what's going to do. He's going to sign him the week of or the day before, maybe even the day of.
Yep.
Before that opening game.
Announce a huge contract.
Yes.
Pre-game will be
yes.
all about it. Yep.
This man is still running out there in front of reporters talking every other day. About what? Nothing. Just to say something to the reporters to be the headline on ESPN every morning. SportsCenter. Jerry said this. Micah, I believe, is certainly frustrated. But Jerry Jones knows, as players, who he's done business with and who he has given in to their demands. Ultimately, what's going to satisfy Michael Parsons is the number of zeros on that check.
Yep.
And this man has a limitless bank account.
And I would.
he can sign Michael Parsons whenever he decides he wants to. And because he knows he's going to have to do it anyway, he's just dragging it out.
And I would not. You want to play chicken? You want to play chicken with Jerry Jones? Like, Jerry Jones is going to win the game of
yes!
chicken. He will always win the game
yes!
of chicken. Yeah. I don't think he'll trade him.
No.
I don't think
of And he certainly is not trading him to us.
And Michael Parsons,
he's
I don't
certainly
think,
not trading him to the Eagles.
I don't think Michael Parsons is sitting out games either, even if they don't get the deal done. What's
smart.
He going to do, not play a
here's,
game?
Here's
that doesn't work out for anyone.
Here's where Micah is in a bad position. The franchise tag.
Oh, right, yeah.
They got 2 years.
Even after this year.
2 years yeah. that they could franchise tag him. Now, that would eat up their salary cap because all that money goes against the cap in that 1 year. But I'm just saying, if Jerry Jones says you either play for the Cowboys or you don't play for anybody, you either play for the Cowboys or you don't play for anybody.
Yep.
It's the way it is, unfortunately.
He can not be kidding all
yeah.
he wants. Yeah.
yeah.
They still, the Cowboys ultimately control
they hold the, cards, brother.
The future of Micah Parsons.
Yes, sir. And he's not a quarterback. So it's hard to push, you know what I mean? Like
yep.
he's the best defensive player on the team. You can say he's the second best or the best player on the team. Certainly a top three player on the team. Problem is you play a position that doesn't have the impact that a quarterback would have or a receiver would have for a quarterback. So Jerry is just basically sitting around saying, you know what, he'll get on the field when he gets there.
You know, the other thing is, to that end, they can have plenty of normal practices without Micah Parsons.
Yes.
And whenever the season starts, Micah Parsons
is in
there.
He just slides right on in there.
Yep. And it's fine.
Yep.
215-592-9494 as we celebrate Jalen Hurts on QB1's birthday. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Hello, Rios.
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? I guess I'm going to bring the Eagle stuff, but, yeah, I mean, y'all don't mind if I start out with Jack or whatever?
Yeah. Let's get to the tennis,
Let me just say this, and maybe this won't be fun or whatever, but I can't be nothing else but me. Like, you set up a competition with somebody, no matter their age or whatever. How it seems, I listened to a little bit of the air here and there yesterday and here and there today, and it seems like you just not taking it seriously at all. And I look at this, I'm like,
I practiced twice.
No, hold on, Jack. But check this out. You play college baseball. Let's just say that. So at the end of the day, people could say, "Oh, well, just Jack is just ain't like this. He's just cool, whatever." No, you play organized sports. You play sports for a reason. When you go into sports, there's reasons you go into sports, and you have a fire for that. Now, why I sound the way I sound, it's like this. Let me tell you something, man. I don't get nothing, no money, no nothing from this air. What I get from calling this station is therapy, my mental therapy. That's what I get, and I bless, and I thank God for that. I love you, kid, and I'm going to be honest with you. You know what I mean? But Ike and Sprite told me, what was it, last week or whatever, I asked, is this real or this is just, you know what I mean, play? I get it for views or whatever it is. I get it. I get how everything works. I don't work that way. So when I'm invested in something, I want to talk my ish. It ain't, and the thing is, you didn't hear me say nothing. It ain't about you losing, bro. I don't care how old he is or whatever the situation is. It ain't about you losing. It's like, man, you going in here like I'm trying to get hype. I'm invested in something, but you coming in here and want to play slap and tickle, bro. You know what I mean? Okay, let me think of showing up. Let me think of bringing my kids with me to show up. Let me tell you something. My son loves you, man.
Mm-hmm.
My son, anytime is anything, I Spike or Fritz, is something about that your name or whatever it is, Fritz, that he thinks about. And you know how big I am with my son. Especially with him, with his, you know what I mean, autism. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yep. So let me tell you something, man. Hey, you want to play games, go play games. But if this is serious, then that just tell me about you as a person, and I love you. Huh? This how you take life? Because let's just say just we were all young, me, you, Ike, and Spike, and we were at the bar. I seen Ike in action because of football. So I know that he's going to be ready to go. Spike, I see that he don't back down no matter who it is. Spike is going to have his mouth no matter what. Because that's just him. So I know he ain't going to back down.
Yeah.
But at the end of the thing, what you going to say? You're outside? You was outside? You was calling 911? Nah. It's time for battle, bro. So at the end of the day, that's what it is. But, hey, if you want to play slap and tickle with it, great. But I'm going to say my part, too. You know what I mean? Like I said, I love you, kid.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to take these things with seriousness or this is just a radio show. I invest in this, so I'm going to say something about it.
Yeah.
Because this is, I feel that I'm a part of something. And I will back that up. And I will back you up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I'm not, like I say, and this ain't anything. Like, I probably get like this because I always had something to freaking prove. Y'all see my stature, man.
Yeah.
I always had something to prove. And I didn't play no games. Win, lose, or draw. I didn't win every fight. I didn't win everything. But at the end of the day, they know that I was there and they didn't want me no more. I tell you that. With my size, I tell y'all this. I wore number 82 when I played football at Edison because of Mike Reese, Mike Quick.
Yep.
I was a big fan of Steve Largent because, if y'all know Steve Largent's stature, during those times, he was a short receiver. So at that time, I was like, yo, damn, I could make it because he's short. You know what I mean?
Those are the exciting whites.
Yes.
And as well, Barkley. Barkley was a big part of my life. He raised me in some ways, and he don't even know that.
Yeah.
My mentality was that when I went out there.
It's Charles Barkley, not
and if I got a rebound on you or whatever, I throw elbows. I get to fight. A fight's a fight. Battle's battle. It's fun. But maybe this ain't fun. Maybe real just ain't fun. It is what it is. You could be pissed at me, whatever. I still love you. I still love you. But this is coming from seriousness, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. This ain't no thing for you to be hyped. This is just to think about it. Because you know what? One thing I know for sure, and I don't even know the cat. He's taking it seriously.
I know.
Yeah.
With his age, he's taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Stop playing, man. Yeah. Dominic, get this thing over with. Because at the end of the day, the way I see it, you want to come play Sapper Tickle with it, then why should I care? I'm not even about to entertain the foolery. That ain't me. Now,
love you, Rios.
I leave that there, man. Whatever it is, be mad at me, be mad at me. But
man, I'm not mad at you. He's not mad at you. No. Not mad at you. Yeah. We know this coming from a good place.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tough love.
Now, the Jalen Hurts, what's the question? Gentlemen.
What do you want to give him for his birthday?
What's your favorite thing about him?
What do you like about it?
Yeah, what's your favorite thing about
him? My favorite thing about Jalen Hurts is that no matter what you say, no matter what I say, he don't give a bleep. He don't give a damn what anybody says. He's going to show the hell up and do his thing no matter what. Not caring. It ain't about man. It's about what he feels, what his spirit feels, and what he does. That's what I love about it. And my favorite play of Jalen Hurts was Super Bowl 57. After he threw that interception, that next drive, when he drove down, the actual play that he bugged a whole bunch of cats just to get that touchdown back, to get into that freaking end zone, because that shows that how much he cares and whatever it is for it. And let me just throw one thing, since people talk about, you know, everything on Jalen Hurts. I get it, and you put your point why you want Jalen Hurts or whatever. At the same time, remember all that stuff that they were talking. Let's talk about how he developed. Kelce called all the things, the blitzes and everything. Well, what happened last year? What happened last year?
He was better.
Everyone there?
Nope.
Man.
Oh, he was better.
All right, gentlemen. Go Birds, man.
Go
love
Birds.
You, Rios.
You all right over there, Jack?
It's tough love.
Like, I don't know what's up.
It's tough love. Just soak it in. You don't need to say anything.
That's probably the best thing to do is not say anything.
Don't say anything.
Yeah. You're going to have to say something next. We do have the High Hopes Shaggy baseball report.
Move on to baseball, Fritz.
You all right?
Everyone, it'll be okay.
Wow.
Just like, oh, my God. I don't know what to tell you.
That is going under gravestone. That is going under gravestone. We're at the Pepsi Plaza at Lincoln Financial Field. Coming up next, Jack doesn't know what to tell you, but he will bring in the High Hopes back, Shaggy baseball report, as we celebrate Jalen Hurts' 27th birthday. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.